Hey, fashionistas!
I'm Charlotte.
I'm Kate.
And we're reviewing outfits from the Met Gala.
If you don't know, the Met Gala is an annual fundraising event. This year's theme was American Lexicon, and the chairs were Timothy Chalamet, Billie Eilish, and etc.
Okay, where's the first one?
So we're gonna start with Rihanna and ASAP. Do we have what they're wearing? Okay, we have to cut that out.
Well, we can cut stuff out.
Yeah.
Okay. So the designer stitched together fabric scraps and remnants of vintage quilts for ASAP's
look. This is so bad.
It literally just looks like a blanket. Okay, start over.
Yeah, start over.
First one. Okay, start over.
So, how do we even do this?
First, we have ASAP and Rihanna.
Charlotte, what do you think?
Okay, we're going to start with ASAP. I feel like that's the hardest one. So, we're going to go with that first.
Yeah, I agree.
First of all, it looks like a quilt that my grandma made me from my old baby clothes when I was, like, 5. Okay, and then on the red carpet, he takes it off and it's just a regular suit. Like, wow. Okay. Rihanna, on the other hand, she's wearing all black Balenciaga, oversized coat, matching hat, doesn't take anything off, and it just looks way better.
Yeah, I agree. ASAP kind of looks like he was just like, I'm really cold, so I need to...
Grabbed it before leaving
exactly.
The house.
Exactly. He saw the quilt on his bed, and he was just like, it's going to be cold. Let me just put this on over top of my suit. So...
And,
yeah.
Like, she is, like, taking up the whole frame. She looks great. And he's, like, off
yeah.
to the side.
I mean, I feel like she kind of does look like a trash bag. Just a little bit. I feel like the silhouette is just a little bit much. She just doesn't... She looks like she's being eaten alive. Just a little.
Yeah.
But
I like the silver jewelry detailing.
I do, too.
And I like how the coat wraps around and goes behind her neck. And just, like, flares out. I like that part.
I agree.
I feel like it has some shape and body to it. It's not just a coat.
Yeah.
But overall, execution could have been better on
could,
this.
I agree.
Okay.
Should we do a star rating system? Yeah. So our rating system is, do you want to do hot or not?
Yeah.
Okay. ASAP. Not.
Not.
Absolutely not.
Rihanna, I feel like hot.
I'm, like, in between. Do we have an in-between? I mean, and not...
I mean, I'm giving Rihanna, so, like, whatever she's gonna wear, I'll support it, but... For now,
I agree.
Okay. Next, we have Billie Eilish. She's wearing Oscar de la Renta, and, I mean, I'm pretty sure Oscar de la Renta is, like, kind of blacklisted right now, but she said that she would not wear his clothing if they didn't stop selling fur. Good for her. And she is going for a Marilyn Monroe-esque dress.
I agree. I like the style of the dress. Like, I love how it flows out and it's very poofy. I just don't like the color at all.
It washes her out.
It's not a cute color.
Like, we're both pale. We would not show
I
up.
I would never, like never do that. Ever. I think if it were black, it would be so much better.
Yeah. I'm pretty
so
sure.
So much better. It was inspired by
Marilyn Monroe's Oscar look.
Yep. And I think Marilyn Monroe's was black.
Yeah.
And it looked so much better on
better.
Her.
The hair, I mean, she looks like her.
Yeah.
She
I
does.
Like the hair.
I like the hair, too.
I just feel like also the hair adds to the washing out, though. Because if it were black with the blonde hair, it would look so good.
Yeah.
I just don't think it all together is just...
Not hot.
Not hot.
That's a rating. Not yeah. hot. Okay. Next, we have CL. Kate doesn't know who CL is.
No, I don't.
She has to get into K-pop and all that stuff. But she is wearing... What is she wearing?
I don't think we know. Our notes for this one are really funny, guys.
So, it was her first ever Met Gala.
the bow that ties the fit is... Charlotte, you read that part, because I don't know what that is.
Okay, so the bow that ties her outfit is a traditional hanbok, and it's tied in the back. And it just kind of ties back to her culture, so I like that. And as a Korean woman, for her to show up and actually follow theme is, like, really impressive. Because, I mean, just, like, ASAP and Rihanna, like, what theme are they following? What?
Exactly.
What were they going for? This one? Like, denim? Yeah.
I love the denim. I hate the underpiece because it looks like...
I feel like it looks like underwear.
White underwear is such, like, an American thing, like Calvin Klein's.
That
but
is
I don't like it in this outfit.
I just feel like for the Met Gala, it looks like you're legit just wearing tighty whiteies. Like, why would you do that?
And then the shoes... are clear. Ugh. They look like they have a sparkly silver bottom.
They look like they're really, like, low.
Yeah. I don't think...
Not hot. Actually, I don't know. I'm like, eh. Because I love the denim. I really do.
Yeah.
I really do. I just don't like the underpiece.
And I like the cultural ties, but I...
And she looks good, though.
Like, she does.
She's so pretty.
I love her.
Her hair and her makeup look so good.
Yeah.
The buns. So good.
I thought you were about to say really bad.
I think they look good. Oh. Malfunction. Sorry, guys. Our script got a little messed
up. Rating, though, I would say...
Oh.
I would say hot.
I'd say eh.
Jesus. For following
theme... We
don't
have anybody that we're like...
For following theme, I would say hot. Because, I mean, that's the bar right now.
That is true.
Okay. Next, we have Gigi Hadid.
Her look was Prada. There was a thigh-high slit, and she wore embellished tights. I don't really like this one either.
For the notes, you but don't like the hair color.
I don't.
She went red, right?
I don't like the red.
Okay, so this look is giving a nod to first ladies. I'm thinking, like, Jackie Kennedy, probably.
Queen.
She's a queen. This one...
I love Gigi Hadid, but this just was not it. The dress, honestly, is not that bad at all. No. I really just don't like the hair color.
It's just not impressive.
I don't like the red.
It's, like, something we've seen multiple times.
I feel like she's just been to so many Met Galas, and she needs to... If you've been to so many each year, I feel like you have to keep getting better and better, and I feel like this was just a step down.
My
from
thing
her
is like models like her and Bella Hadid, Kendall Jenner, even like Lily Rose Depp. Like,
yeah,
don't bring it ever.
No,
ever. Well, I can think of like one look from Gigi Hadid that I liked from the Met Gala.
Yeah,
the blue like crystal one.
Yeah,
that one's my favorite. This one. Is boring.
I like...
Not on theme, boring.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, sort of on theme.
I like it, but it's just not Met Gala. Like, it's just, like, a plain white dress, like, that's, like, fitted, and then the black gloves. Yeah. It's just nothing special.
Not hot.
Not hot.
At all.
No.
Okay. We have a lot of notes for Pete Davidson.
Yes, yes, we do.
So, Pete Davidson was wearing Tom Brown. Tom Brown, like, really brought it this year with designing... Just great for men. Usually they're really boring.
I agree.
Pete Davidson's was actually impressive.
I agree. It was very different, which I like, because I feel like most guys just wear a normal suit and you're it's
black
nothing
and white,
it's nothing special.
This one, a skirt. I like it. Yeah.
Props to him.
Exactly. So there's a bit of a background to it. Well, Tom Brown, for him, he just wanted to show how he takes risks and break social norms. But for Pete Davidson, his was about... What is this?
You wrote this, not me.
It's so long! It's about Pete Davidson's father, who passed away in 9/11. Oh, this was supposed to make this sad. I was on a roll, and now I'm like, no.
It's okay, we can cut that part out.
Yeah.
It's only been 9 minutes.
I'm pretty sure, like, 20. Okay. We're gonna cut all this part out. Okay. What are our final thoughts on Pete Davidson?
Hot.
I'd say hot.
You take a risk.
I can't believe Pete Davidson is my first hot paid of this podcast.
Hot. Wait, he's like actually hot though.
He is hot. I agree. We're saying he's the outfit is hot and he's Pete hot. Davidson is hot himself.
I like him with Kim Kardashian.
I do too.
I feel bad for Kanye, but then again, I don't.
Yeah, Charlotte loves Kanye.
He's moved on by now, I think.
Oh, God. Now we're moving to Kim Petras. Oh, my gosh. I don't even know. This outfit just gives me a headache. Like, what was her... Like, what was she thinking?
We have a quote. This came from her mouth. It says, she wanted to represent all horse girls and horse humans here today. I don't know what horse humans are, but
she is wearing a full horse head on top of her body, and then the bottom half flows out and it's a skirt with pictures of horses. And it like is oddly like really big right around her butt.
BBL. No, she literally looks like a horse.
It's awful.
That's like a smart detail.
It is, because it makes it look like she's
and then her
a horse.
Hair is...
And her hair is a long braided ponytail that's orange. It's terrible. It's so bad.
Disgusting.
Definitely not hot.
Not hot. Move on.
We can't even spend much time on that. It's just so bad.
Okay.
Next one. Charlotte's fave.
I loved Kim Kardashian's look. I'm just going to give you right now that it's hot.
It is hot. That's my rating. I agree.
She followed theme. I mean, yeah. Everyone in America, everyone in the world knows who Kim Kardashian is. That she could show up to the Met Gala with an all-black silhouette and everyone knows who she is.
Everybody would still know.
Yeah. Hot.
Yeah, I agree. Hot. Okay, do you want to pause it?
Yeah.
Okay, so next we have Megan Fox. So she's wearing an all red dress with like laced up down the front and a little bit on the side. And she has a slit on the side, so she's showing her leg. I think she looks so hot.
She does.
So hot. The red lips. I don't normally like bangs, but like the bangs.
She can pull it off.
She looks so good.
Betty Boop.
So good.
That's what she looks like.
Oh my god, yeah. We don't really know much background information about this one. I just think she looks hot.
That's it. We also have the VMA one too. I just want to look at that one. That one was so good.
It's so good. She always delivers, I feel like.
Yeah.
Looks so good.
Look at the guy in the back.
Okay. For our last segment, we're going to be choosing the hottest and the Can we call it that, please?
The naughtest.
The hottest
and the naughtest.
For our next segment, we're going to be... Okay, start over. Okay. For our last segment, we are going to be choosing the hottest look and we like to call the naughtest look. Okay. Charlotte?
So, my hottest was Kim Kardashian. I don't like her personally, but...
I thought you did.
I'm lying, I do.
Charlotte plays so much of the Kim Kardashian game on her phone. She's such a big fan. Don't even let that fool
love,
you.
I think that this was just genius. I feel like Kim is smarter than we give her credit for. Obviously, she has a designer and
I was about
stylist,
to say, do you really think Kim herself came up with this idea?
But she is just Kim Kardashian, and that's not just a person. It's a brand and basically an icon. So, yeah.
Go off. Yeah. Okay. Naughtest?
Naughtest?
I think we have the same.
Probably Kim Petras.
Yeah.
It's got to be Kim Petras.
Okay.
I can't. And it's not like I hate horse girls. I interact with them every day.
I do too.
I'm civil with them. I to each their own, but
to bring it to the Met Gala is just and a not executed well. It's so bad. So bad.
You can see, like, the people behind her trying so
they're
hard.
They're judging her so bad. They're like, why would you even wear that? Okay. For my hottest, I definitely say Megan Fox.
Yeah.
She just looks so good. The red with her skin tone and the hair color, it delivered. It looked so good. I don't really know if it really followed the theme that much, to be honest.
I wonder what her inspiration was.
I feel like she was just like, I look hot in this. I'm going to wear it. I feel like that was...
Fair enough.
But, like, if you look like that, like, I mean, I would do that too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. She's definitely my hottest.
Your nottest?
My nottest is definitely Kim Petras. Again, the whole horse girl thing, I just don't really... get it. Oh, that's not the right document.
Horse people, horse, like, over it.
I just don't get the why would you bring this to the Met Gala? I just don't quite understand.
Why would they invite her?
I would not invite her next year.
$30,000 for a ticket and you show up.
And you show up like that. I just want to know what was going through her head when she's just like, you know what? I want
when
to wear this.
She lifts her leg up like that, but the horse looks like it's like, you know.
Okay.
We're done. Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We'll be back after the next red carpet.
There's a teacher.
Oh. Bye.